The Wade Hampton Show will be right back.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Today, I'm living because the Word of God has kept me. You are living today because the Word of God has kept you. The Word of God has brought you and carried you and nurtured you. And the Word of God has healed you and has fed you, have rocked you.
Yes, sir.
The Word of God has carried you over many mountains.
Yes.
And then when you get to the bridge of life, it became a bridge over troubled water.
Yes.
The Word of God is just so powerful.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Now, today, in our high technology world, we don't believe in the Word of God. We don't believe in heaven nor hell. We think we got our heaven down here. Told you last week, we ain't got no heaven down here, it's hell. What about you, I ain't no heaven yet. Every day I wake up, it's up here. Hell in the morning, hell in the afternoon, hell in the turn on your TV, CNN, nothing but hell. Very few times you hear something good. Try to go to Walmart, not issue. Just the other day, we had a young man just killed. We had to deal with the police department. I have it B&B. But every day is hell. Don't try to confuse my thought process and tell me I'm living in heaven down here. No. Because Job lets me know that a man born of a woman is a few days. He couldn't even count. He just used the word four. He couldn't say 100 times. He just said four. I'm crazy enough to believe the Word of God.
Yeah.
That there is a heaven. I'm crazy enough to believe the Word of God that there is a heaven.
Yeah.
I'm crazy enough to believe that there's a heaven and a hell.
Yes.
And I'm smart enough to believe that I'm catching a little hair down here. Because in hell, the Bible distinguishes that it's a place of torment and gnashing of teeth. In other words, have you been tormented down here? Have you ever gone to bed tormented, wake up tormented, go to work tormented, get in your car tormented, phone rang tormented, sit at the table, try to eat, comment it. I guess I'm no one with it now. In here by myself. God, I'm just in here by myself. Ain't nobody in here talking. You've been had a lovely life all your life. Everything is just good. You sitting on the beach, you wacky. You got service that bring you stuff every day. Well, if you got that kind of life, then give me a little bit. I showed the church on Sunday. You can't make me doubt there's a heaven whatsoever. Because When I read Genesis 1 and 1, it says, in the beginning, God made the heavens.
Yeah.
In other words, if I'm without heaven, I got to tie out the first chapter and the first verse, because it would declare that there is a heaven. And if there is no heaven, I got to tie out the first chapter and the first verse of the Bible. Chronicle. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from them. Psalm, I lift up mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help, because all my help cometh from the Lord, which made come go with me here. Then if I go to the Lord's Prayer, that means I can't even pray to God, because our Father which art in heaven. That means I can't even talk to God in prayer, because I've torn heaven out. I, John, saw a new heaven and a new earth in the book of Revelation, for the first, and that was no more heaven. Y'all excuse me. Tonight, listen at folk to tell me that there's no heaven. Let me see it high. I know you English teachers, heaven.
Thank you.
Let me say it like I say hit.
Yeah.
I feel good when I say hit. You can't make me doubt hit. Because I know too much about the man who designed it. And he designed it with us in mind.
Yes.
So let this mind that be in, come on, Bible readers, be also, because with his mind, he created the, oh, don't go with me here. With his mind, he created the, and with his mind, he designed the earth. He sits in the head, and the earth has become his footstool.
Yes, sir.
In our text, we're dealing with Joshua, Jehoshea. Jesus saves Joshua. Must be talking to the folk who are living in 2019.
Well,
much closer. Joshua must remind Israel, says now, Israel must be some black folk. Black folk. The only reason I really, really, really know real good that forget what God has really brought. He says, Israel, God has been good. And God has done so some things for Israel.
Yes, sir.
God has done some things for Black America. And we have had a great falling away from the house of God. We won't even get up and say, thank you, Jesus. We just get up, brush our teeth, eat, sit down, relax, and chill, like we like to say. God is nowhere in the probe. So Joshua says, Israel, you got to remember where we come from.
Yes.
We were once slaves in Egypt land.
Yes,
and we were making brick without straw. And we cried and we cried and we cried until God heard our despairing cry.
Yes.
And designed a little man from the Hebrew nation. Mother would bring him into the world. Put him in a basket called an ark. Float him down the Nile, which is an Egyptian sacred river.
Yes, sir.
Position Pharaoh's daughter to be bathing in the Nile. God would send that baby directly to her.
Yes.
And then make her fall in love with the baby. Israel. Then he had to grow. And as he grew, we were still in bondage.
Yes.
And then God allowed him to become strong.
Yes, sir.
And then become a deliverer for Israel.
Yes, yes.
Have you forgotten what God has done for you? Pleasant Green, have you forgotten what God has done for you? I don't know about you, but I grew up in a little shotgun house. Stomp, and then the cinders would fall because we lived in the sawmill floor.
Yeah.
You stomp your feet, the cinders would have you forgotten what God has done for you? You didn't have much. If you're Black, you didn't have much. But now God has blessed you. In our Bible class, we were talking about church folk. And we were talking about how church folk get discontent. And then they move from discontent to disconnect. And then they move from disconnect to out of order. Have you ever went to a soda machine and you were thirsty and you put your money in the machine, but the machine was out of
order?
And you wanted to tear the machine up because the machine took your money. And you can't quench your thirst and the machine is out of
order.
Some of us church folk are just out of
order.
Y'all come go with me here.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast.